Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now back to Pete and Jane on 720 WGN.
Somebody hold me.
Well, maybe soon. Got the right people in the room.
By the way, that book we were talking about, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman is the author of that book.
847 wanted to know.
If you don't have anyone in your life to cuddle with, we have the person in studio from thecuddlist.com. It is Madeline Guanazzo. Madeline, so many questions here. By the way, she walked in the studio and gave me the strongest hug.
She gave everybody a hug.
I mean, you brought
everybody
your A
game. Everybody who wanted it.
Right. And then you said to me, are you sure you wanted that hug? I'm like, of course I said I want a hug. Give me a hug. Yeah. I would imagine that you feel very comfortable hugging people. Because there's huggers and non-huggers.
I hope so.
Well, you have some people that don't want to hug.
I do. And that's the thing, because there's nothing creepier than an unwanted hug.
Yes.
Right. This is the thing, you know? So, you know, or touch with an agenda, right? Touch that's like, oh, I'm doing this because I really want something else. So all of my work with Cuddlist.com is based in communication and consent. And that's really where the focus is on, is authenticity. So touch is awesome when you have that element. It really becomes about, well, quality time. You two were talking about the love languages. I'm a big fan of that book. I'm words of affirmation.
Oh, good.
You look so great. Gosh, you're just a great person.
Quality time. That's good.
But so quality time is where you can be with somebody and feel really safe and comfortable and accepted being yourself, being exactly who you are. One moment you might want a hug, one moment you might want not want a hug.
Right.
You might want conversation, or you might want silence, or tears might come up, or laughter, or emotions.
Just
and that
be.
Place to be, yes. To feel at home, to be yourself exactly as you are in the company of another person. That's really what a Cuddlist session is about.
You have to explain to everybody. So they go to Cuddlist.com and they click on your name and you go to their house and you cuddle with them.
So yes, there's the locator, right? Book a Cuddlist. You find your location. They're located by state. We've got them all over the country. I've certified Cuddlists in Australia and in Europe. There's people all over the country wanting to go into my training. So I got to develop the training and train people all over the world
to cuddle.
Do this the way I think professional cuddling ought to be done.
Consensual cuddling.
Which is what? How should it be done?
Really with that, like, based on clear boundaries, clear agreements, clear communication, and a lot of permission and encouragement to tune into what do you really want? Because let's face it, most of our lives are about fitting in and conforming and figuring out what other people want and what's expected of us. And it creates a lot of stress.
And then feeling bad about it. Like, did I do something wrong? Are you okay?
That's so
true. Are you guys going to talk about me now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So we're reversing some of that programming. And the beautiful thing is that with that kind of communication, when touch happens, it feels so safe that kind of like it lowers your defense system. It lowers the stress inhibitors. It lowers anxiety and depression and inflammation and all kinds of things like that. So it's really good for your body, but it's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically healthy.
Well, and think about this. So you're a baby. You're cuddled by your parents. You're a child. Your parents love you. They give you hugs. Like, oh, mommy, I have oh, baby, you're okay.
They hold your hand when you cross the street.
You're being cuddled and coddled all these years. And you're like this anti-cuddling teenager. And then all of a sudden, you're out. No one's cuddling you anymore. And if you're not in a relationship, you're not being touched or cuddled. There's nobody there to cuddle you.
When the hormones kick in, it becomes all about sex.
Oh, right.
Right? Then cuddling suddenly becomes a lot more fraught. It's a bigger deal.
Right. You're not just going to cuddle.
Right. And some of us, but the thing is, that need for that platonic, like, touch as a kid, we don't outgrow that. We need that more than we need sex.
Well, because when you're a kid, you get it, and it's your parents. They love you, and they're making you feel safe. And then when you grow up, you don't have that.
Well, walk me through it, because when people say a cuddler's going to come over, they immediately think sex right away. I mean, there's a lot of creepy people out there. Are you ever nervous?
The outsiders think sex.
I would be nervous.
So here's the key. So we started, like, you find a locator, you look at, so you would, if you're in Chicago, you would look at all the cuddlists in Chicago. You would look at who's appealed to me. What they write up their bios. You see their pictures. Why are they doing this? What kind of person are they? Who's going to meet my needs? And then you click on submit a request, and then you fill out a little form. You say whatever you want about yourself with your contact information, and you click that you agree to the code of conduct. We have a very clear code of conduct. There's 9 different items that say what we're not doing. Really, that's what the code of conduct says. And then the cuddlist will contact you, and that's when the screening process starts.
So you talk to him on the phone.
I have a conversation. I always tell my clients, I want to make sure that I'm confident that I can provide what you're looking for. Right? You're investing your time and your money in self-care, right? I want to make sure that we're a good fit. And we're not always a good fit. So that's where you have to feel safe.
Okay.
I have to really feel comfortable that this person is wanting what I have to provide, I'm comfortable providing. And if I get the sense they want something else, I say, you know what? This is going to be frustrating and disappointing for you. Let's not do this.
That's a great way to get out of
frustrating
it.
Frustrating and disappointing.
That's great. You don't need to pay money to be frustrated and disappointed.
That was my nickname in college.
do you bring, like, you, even though you're like, okay, I feel safe, they signed the code of conduct, there's people out there that may be, you know, putting up a front, do you can you run out of the house? Is there a person you could call if you feel unsafe?
Yeah, well, this is, and I've been doing this for years, and I've never had a problem.
Oh, okay. So
this is, you know, trusting the gut and the intuition.
And you know through the screening process, because you've done it so many times.
And I don't often like to do out calls. You guys talk about people coming to you to cuddle. I have, and certainly if someone has a disability, of course I would. And I usually have people come to me.
They come to you.
Yeah.
So you have an office where they come into.
I have an office where people come. I do sessions there. And so that's gives me a sense of safety. But when I train practitioners, I'm like, look, you know, again, there's no right and wrong about safety. It's what makes you feel safe. What makes you feel comfortable and relaxed, you know, and that's a requirement to providing a good session, right? You couldn't have a comfortable cuddle with somebody who's feeling tense and nervous.
No, it would be weird. I would imagine people feel tense and nervous already.
Well, yes.
In the very beginning.
It's an extremely vulnerable thing to
do.
It's so courageous. I mean, this is what I love. When people kind of let down that, like, because, it's a place where you don't have to perform. There's no expectations. And sometimes that's really hard in the personal relationships in our life with parents, with family, with people.
Yeah.
They have an image of us that we got to live up to.
So
your cuddlist doesn't have
How long is the session? People show up at your office, you talk a little bit, and you lay down right away?
Well, no, not necessarily, not at all.
Because I feel like,
for 5 minutes.
I mean, you seem like a psychologist to me. Like, I feel like you're going to get them in a position, you're going to lay down, and you're just going to talk to them.
No, like I said, it really depends on the clients, and people come for a wide variety of reasons. I see all genders. I see people who are touch averse. I see people who really have difficulty with touch. I do rehabilitative touch. And so we'll work with their ability to kind of tolerate or able to feel comfortable and to feel like they can assert their own boundaries and feel safe around people.
Wow.
So what I find interesting is that, you know, we were talking last week, you were at a big conference, the Psychology Network?
The Psych Network Symposium in Washington, D.C.
And there's psychologists there and psychotherapists there. And I said, are you a psychologist? And you said, I went there to explain to what I do, or you were teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about sort of that touch being part of psychology.
Yeah, it's so exciting what they're discovering, and I keep learning how cutting edge I am every day. that attachment theory. So this is this idea that to be securely attached as children, because human beings are born so helpless, and it's years before they can actually take care of themselves, right? So biologically hardwired, we had that need for secure attachment. We have a need for a protector and a provider that will take care of us. That happens to, you know, if there's a lot of touch and a lot of holding, but there's a lot of natural things that happen that can disrupt that. It's called attachment disorder, and it causes anxiety, or it causes, you know, avoidance and control issues. Some people are very avoidant. Some people are really clingy.
Right.
So all of this, that's a need for attachment in our nervous system. And then there's the need for authenticity. There's the need to be able to express who we are and what we're feeling and not have it clamped down. But what happens is if there's a conflict between expressing who you truly are, like if you're really scared or if you're crying or something, and somebody says, that's not okay, you can't cry, stop it, you know, then you will have to not do that in order to keep your secure attachment. And so that creates a conflict inside of us. And that's a lot of the underlying causes of anxiety and depression.
Why do I suddenly feel like I have problems?
I mean, because we all do. Wow. You know, it's normal.
Hold
that's
me. Just hold me. Wow.
But it's, you know, so that feeling of being held and safe, again, like it sends signals to your brain.
It takes a lot of trust to feel safe.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break, right?
Yes.
But you'll walk us through
Well, I'm going to walk over there so she can cuddle me.
Oh, fine.
And show me the technique.
Yeah.
Okay.
But are you in a relationship? You're not married.
Not currently.
Okay.
I was married for many years and I started cuddling when I was. So, and you know, and lots of our practitioners, some are.
Was your spouse okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it's a job to you.
Well, and it's a passion and a calling, really, but it is a helping profession.
Yeah, it's a service of others to help
service
them.
Service to humanity.
Yeah.
Well, you're smiling and you're very welcoming, isn't she, Madeline?
I'm really happy to be here.
it's fascinating to me. Like, originally, I'm like, okay, they're going to the house. What do they want? You know, but there's a theory behind it, which I think is interesting.
And I do want to open the idea. It's not all, like, cuddling is such a broad term. Again, it's not necessarily touch. It's not all about, it's really the quality time and the attention and the unconditional acceptance.
It's called Cuddlist.com.
Yes, Cuddlist.com. Yes, how can people find you? Are you right there on the front page at Cuddlist.com?
Well, for me, they would want to click on Chicago. But yeah, actually, I am. There's a video with the co-founder and me. My CEO is in New York. So we founded the company together and Forbes did a video on us. So you will see me on the front page. But to book a session with me, you need to go to Chicago and see all the other fabulous cuddlists in Chicago.
Is there you pay a lot of money because you're like the founder?
No, and then I'm it the goes same down rate by, as everyone else, but the practitioners can set their own rates. We have a minimum rate and then people can set.
What's the average?
The average is 80. Usually
$80.
It's $80
an hour.
$80 for a massage.
It's comparable to massage therapy. We wanted to make it
and it's an hour
that way. It's $80 an hour, and most people book, you know, 90 minutes.
Can you rub my shoulder if we're spooning?
Do you rub?
Right there?
Is there like some
she's like no
back rubbing?
Just shut up.
No, I would. Yes. I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I mean. My wife has no time for me this week.
Oh, my God.
I just need somebody
to
hold
me. I'm so over Pete tonight. Poor Pete. Wah, wah, wah.
More with Madeline coming up next. It's 720 WGN.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see?
720 WGN. Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Madeline is here. Madeline, hold on a second. I'm going to get your name.
It.
Guanazzo!
You got it!
Yes,
got it.
Madeline Guanazzo is here from Cuddlist.com.
When you put the pronunciator next to it, I think it's harder to say when just looking at it. Guanazzo.
Guanazzo.
That's what I think.
Guanazzo.
Guanazzo.
If you're in Italy, you can say that.
cuddle in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're a bunch of huggers. Mediterranean people love to hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're much more open about touch than the States.
Yeah.
My wife is from northern Wisconsin. She's Swedish, Norwegian. And when we go to Thanksgiving, I got to kiss and hug everybody. You know, I'm Lebanese, Mediterranean descent.
Okay.
So she doesn't understand the long goodbye. So she's like, let's just pull a Houdini, an Irish goodbye, and just get out of here. I'm like, I can't. I got to kiss people. She's like, it takes 45 minutes. So we arrive and we immediately start saying goodbye.
But you Houdini at parties.
I do.
Yeah.
But
not the family.
That's
parties.
Different.
That's
yes.
Okay. Yeah. I do like a nice big hug. I don't know that I would want to cuddle with a stranger is my thing, right? I just want to cuddle with one person.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hug people, right? I love to hug people. If I don't know you right away, I'll shake your hand, especially if I can feel they're standoffish. But by the end of a meeting, I'm like, give me a hug, get in here. But I don't want to cuddle.
And again, I want to open, you know, the idea of a cuddleless session is cuddling may or may not happen, but there's a wide range. I've done so many things that, like, from with dancing with people or eye gazing or playing games or
I
talking.
Love the eye gazing. I'm gazing at your eyes right now.
Eye contact
you said
is
that.
A form of
yeah,
touch.
Beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, that's let's perfect. Talk about your technique. What okay. kind of technique do you have?
Okay. So there's...
Do I need to come over there?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Come by me.
Yeah, right. Turn that microphone on. All okay, right. Go ahead.
And there's, I'll say, there's three basic elements to a cuddleless session. And I'll say this is, you know, our particular brand of professional cuddling.
Okay. Well, let me move
so
this
not
over.
All professional cuddlers are this way. And in a cuddleless session, we have the code of conduct, was the first thing, the nine items.
Pete, did you sign off on that?
Yes, I did.
Doing,
yes,
right?
We had the phone call, and she knows that I'm not
happening.
A creep.
Okay. It's completely okay. platonic.
Yep.
All right. And then the next thing is what we call our opening agreement.
Right. Wait, by the way, if anyone wants to watch, you can watch on WGNRadio.com.
Yes.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah,
radio
we have a camera. See the cameras in the studio right here?
Cameras.
We have cameras all over.
Awesome.
Okay.
So the opening agreement is, you know, you've come in, we've greeted you, of, you know, your shoes, bathroom, water, there's music, there's like whatever.
How
we
awkward is it
that.
When people walk in? You can just see it in their face how awkward they are.
It's wonder. I just, you know, welcome. Congratulations for coming and doing this.
Thank
for yourself.
You. Like, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
I can't wait for a hug.
And it takes courage, right?
It's not a hug. Well, it could be anything. Okay, keep going.
Okay.
We're in session.
So
we're
we start
session.
With an agreement, which basically says this. I promise you, I'll say to the client,
all right.
Client, I promise you, if at any time during our session, if I'm uncomfortable, that could be mentally, emotionally, physically. My arm fell asleep. My nose itches, right?
Right?
Or I'm feeling like something feels a little too personal or too private or maybe feels kind of sexual. I promise you, if I start to feel that way, I won't ignore it. I won't pretend it's not happening. I won't endure anything.
Right.
I will adjust to alleviate it, or I will speak up and communicate if I need to.
Got it.
What that means is you don't have to worry about that. That's my job. That's my responsibility. All right.
But you put people in a safe place right
yeah,
away.
That's it.
But
yeah.
If somebody does get aroused, then you're like, time out, we're over.
No, I'll just, like, we need to shift positions. Or this is uncomfortable, let's change. Because it will subside.
But you're not going to ignore
usually.
It, right?
No, I won't. If there's heavy breathing, and if I think that they're trying to increase that sensation, that's not what we're here to do.
Right.
So we just say, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. We've agreed that this is platonic. We'll change. And if it continues, if it happens again, I say, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah.
You know, we're ending the session.
You got to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now Pete's in a good
place.
But
so I've said that. You can trust me to do that. And then I say, look, this session is for you. I'm here to collaborate with you to discover what feels good to you. That I am
you're so,
wholeheartedly
I mean, your
willing.
Face is so welcoming. I mean, you have such great eye contact and you're smiling. It's nice.
Thank you.
Pete looks a little nervous, though.
I am a little nervous.
He's waiting for the cuddle.
Right. I am.
So first of all, I need your agreement or your reassurance that if you are uncomfortable at any time, that you will speak up.
Absolutely.
That you will shift.
I don't have a problem speaking up.
Perfect. Because I'm not a mind reader, so... Awesome.
Got it.
So that's the first thing. And I usually shake on that.
Got it.
Yes.
Shake.
Okay, we shake
hands.
On that.
Okay.
And then I
nice
say,
solid
okay.
Shake.
So this is the hardest part of your session.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you want to cuddle?
That's a great question.
He likes to spoon. Is spooning part of the cuddling process?
Yeah, let's spoon it up.
Are you sure? Is that what Jane thinks you like?
Right.
Or what do
let's,
you want right
yeah.
now?
Yeah,
let's do the
need?
Spoon since we only have 2 minutes
Who
to a commercial.
Oh, do you want to be the front or in the back?
Let me try being the front right now.
You actually,
just so Jane
so
can
we're
see
gonna,
us.
We're going to do a little bit of...
Wait, right. So
this
you're just
going like,
to sit on our
lap? So,
oh, that's nice. Okay, so Pete's...
So we could call this the koala. I could put my
good.
Hands around your stomach.
Oh, that's
all right.
Good.
So I'll just hold you like this.
This is very secure.
How does that
it's
feel?
It's nice.
Yay.
So Pete is sitting
and
on Madeline's
rock a
lap.
Bit.
I'm
rocking.
Sitting on her lap right now, and I feel
and
this
her,
is nice.
Her arms are underneath his armpits and wrapped around his chest. So one hand is on his heart and the other around his abdomen.
It's on his diaphragm.
On his diaphragm.
Yeah.
And they're both very relaxed, and they're kind of swaying back and forth. I actually
feel
comforted.
Yeah.
You squeezed a little bit, and you made me feel secure right away. It was the weirdest thing. I'm not kidding. I'm like, she's holding me. I can just sit here and not do anything.
Did you feel weird?
Not at all.
Okay.
It was very comfortable. All right. Can we switch positions?
Oh, geez. Wait.
Sorry. I'm really into the cuddling
now. I want another position before we go to bed.
Oh, yeah. What do you do besides the spooning?
Yeah.
What else?
Because everyone thinks of spooning.
For me, sometimes it's not so much about positions, but about, like, are there particular ways or areas that you like to be touched? Do you like a hand massage?
Yeah,
or a foot
my
massage?
Shoulder. You want to rub my neck right here.
Right? See?
Oh,
so particular
God.
Kind of stress
this,
or tension.
Oh, I'm so stressed.
Oh, so some people don't know what they like, so we discover.
But here's the thing. Like, when you say cuddle, yeah. cuddler, cuddlist, I think spoon. I think cuddle, laying down, you're cuddling. But the reality is if he needs to be touched.
Touched.
Somebody
That's
rub
it.
My back. Will you touch yep. my shoulder?
Stroke like, my hair.
Anything.
Anything. And again, it's not always about touch.
This is wonderful.
Sometimes it's about more conversation or just being a place
I'm gonna
to
go
relax.
I'm going to go in the green room and
just
lay
down.
Or just
being a place to relax.
Yeah.
yeah.
To be seen and heard or to express.
What if someone had a foot fetish?
I do a lot
That
of...
would be so weird.
Oh, you're not rubbing feet, are you? Stinky feet.
is... I don't have a problem rubbing feet.
Really?
I
wow.
like feet.
You might, I mean, you're very open. And you probably don't have problem if you don't mind touching strangers or feet.
I came to this work. So cuddleparty.com, that's the workshop. What I discovered in 2008, before professional cuddling was a thing. Mm-hmm. Cuddle Party is a workshop on consent and communication where they use affectionate platonic nurturing touch, aka cuddling, to practice the communication and consent. And that's like a room full of people. And I first went to that because I needed boundaries. I realized I was having plenty of touch in my life, but I didn't know how to say no and feel safe.
Oh.
That was an appropriate response.
Because we just had the light bulb go on.
Yeah.
But I love this. Affectionate, platonic.
Nurturing
touch, yeah. aka cuddling, which is why you call it cuddling, because it's a lot shorter than all those words.
But again, no one has to cuddle at a cuddle party or at a cuddlist session, so it's really about empowerment and being authentic and having permission to say yes and no, to ask for what you want, to deal with rejection, to be comfortable with other people saying, you know what, I'm not comfortable with that, let's shift. So it's about mutual reciprocity. So with the whole Me Too movement, which happened after Ooh. We started doing this, we're like seeing just how relevant this is for people.
Wow.
When right. we knew you were coming in, I'm like, this is going to be so funny. I mean, I am so pleasantly surprised how cool this was.
And what I really love is
I am
that
serious.
It all.
This is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
And it's all about human touch.
Yes, and it touches the heart, and it touches your emotions, it touches your brain, your psyche. It can really change your life.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. It's a therapeutic, and it's been kind of a missing link in talk therapy. So we're really happy to be able to bring that to people and to the whole mental health field.
Pete Jane speechless.
Hashtag.
Cuddlist.com is the website. Madeline, thank you for coming in.
Oh, what
You're
a joy.
So great.
Thank you both.
You're lovely. Thank you.
Are you on Twitter, Facebook, social media?
We are
media?
Definitely on Facebook.
Okay.
And the site, cuddlist.com. And please check out cuddleparty.com as well. I certify people all over the world for that, too.
So we're going to go from the cuddlist who likes to touch to the Reiki healer who's coming in after 11 who doesn't touch at all.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like
but
Reiki?
Heals.
Do you know about the Reiki?
I do. I have attunements and some of my clients ask for Reiki as well. So good
this
stuff.
Double Reiki.
Boy, this turned into a very spiritual show all
Pete's
of a sudden.
It feels so good.
I can't wait until the booze gets here at midnight.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks, Madeline.
720 WGN.